Halloween is on October the 31st, and it's very popular in Britain.
Yes, it's all about spooky things, ghosts and witches and bats and things. The children love it especially.
Not just the kids, though. But what traditional things do we do for Halloween then, Jackie?
Well, we make pumpkin lanterns.
Yes, but in the past, in Britain, I remember making lanterns from turnips.
Yeah.
That was very hard inside.
Yeah, that's true. You can make great turnip lanterns. But yeah, now we have pumpkins from the US, which are bigger and easier to make into lanterns. They look great. And they keep the ghosts and witches away.
I'm sure they do. Yes. Dressing up is also very popular. People of all ages wear fancy dress, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. You can dress up as a witch.
Or a skeleton.
a vampire.
I've also seen lots of spiders, strangely enough.
Yes, and you can dress up as a ghost. I think a ghost is the easiest to make.
Yes, you just need a sheet, don't you? And also popular is a zombie, I think.
Then, in your fancy dress, it's party time. Halloween parties are for children and adults. It's a fun family time.
Yes, but it's not just about spooky stuff, though, as well, is it? I also remember a popular game, apple bobbing. So to play this game, lots of apples are placed into a large bowl of water, and you have to take a bite from one of the apples without using your hands.
You get very, very wet trying. But it's very traditional.
It is very traditional. They've been doing that for years.
There's usually lots of fun, spooky food too, isn't there? Food that looks like spiders.
And ghosts. Things like that, yes.
But Richard, what do we do on Halloween nights?
Not much. We stay inside and watch a spooky movie. Halloween is on October the 31st, and it's very popular in Britain.
Yes, it's all about spooky things, ghosts and witches and bats and things. The children love it especially.
Not just the kids, though. But what traditional things do we do for Halloween then, Jackie?
Well, we make pumpkin lanterns.
Yes, but in the past, in Britain, I remember making lanterns from turnips.
Yeah.
That was very hard inside.
Yeah, that's true. You can make great turnip lanterns. But yeah, now we have pumpkins from the US, which are bigger and easier to make into lanterns. They look great. And they keep the ghosts and witches away.
I'm sure they do. Yes. Dressing up is also very popular. People of all ages wear fancy dress, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. You can dress up as a witch.
Or a skeleton.
a vampire.
I've also seen lots of spiders, strangely enough.
Yes, and you can dress up as a ghost. I think a ghost is the easiest to make.
Yes, you just need a sheet, don't you? And also popular is a zombie, I think.
Then, in your fancy dress, it's party time. Halloween parties are for children and adults. It's a fun family time.
Yes, but it's not just about spooky stuff, though, as well, is it? I also remember a popular game, apple bobbing. So to play this game, lots of apples are placed into a large bowl of water, and you have to take a bite from one of the apples without using your hands.
You get very, very wet trying. But it's very traditional.
It is very traditional. They've been doing that for years.
There's usually lots of fun, spooky food too, isn't there? Food that looks like spiders.
And ghosts, things like that, yes.
But Richard, what do we do on Halloween night?
Not much. We stay inside and watch a spooky movie.
We have all been there. It's 3 o'clock, and you've been hard at work. As you sit at your desk, a strong desire for chocolate overcomes you. You try to busy yourself to make it go away, but it doesn't. In fact, the more you try to not think about a square of deep, dark chocolate melting in your mouth, the more you want it. You can even smell it. Here is another scenario. Perhaps you are not feeling well. You're coming down with a cold and feel run down. The only thing you want to eat is a big bowl of chicken soup, like your mom used to make when you were sick as a child. A food craving is a strong desire for a specific type of food. And they are normal. Most people have them, even though what we crave might be different. One person might crave sweet chocolate, while another might crave salty potato chips. Sometimes the foods we crave are not super healthy ones, but rather fatty or sugary foods. Or sometimes we crave foods from our childhoods, like American meatloaf, Polish pierogies, or Vietnamese pho. Other times, the cravings may be for something healthy but very specific, such as Japanese sushi or Korean kimchi. But where do food cravings come from? And how are they different from hunger? Scientists at the website How Stuff Works Compare hunger and cravings this way. Hunger is a fairly simple connection between the stomach and the brain. They even call it simply stomach hunger. The website explains that when our stomachs burn up all of the food we have eaten, a hormone sends a message to one part of the brain, the hypothalamus, for more food. The hypothalamus regulates our most basic body functions, such as thirst, hunger, and sleep. The brain then releases a chemical to start the appetite, and you eat. A craving is more complicated. It involves several areas of the brain. These areas make up the reward center of the brain. A craving can also be tied to our mental state and memory. So some scientists call cravings mind hunger. Scientists add that while hunger is a function of survival, cravings are not. People often crave foods that are high in fat and sugar, and not foods that can keep us alive. Foods that are high in fat or high in sugar release chemicals in the brain. These chemicals give us feelings of pleasure and even mild and temporary euphoria, much like a drug. We have all been there. It's 3 o'clock, and you've been hard at work. As you sit at your desk, a strong desire for chocolate overcomes you. You try to busy yourself to make it go away, but it doesn't. In fact, the more you try to not think about a square of deep, dark chocolate melting in your mouth, the more you want it. You can even smell it. Here is another scenario. Perhaps you are not feeling well. You're coming down with a cold and feel run down. The only thing you want to eat is a big bowl of chicken soup, like your mom used to make when you were sick as a child. A food craving is a strong desire for a specific type of food. And they are normal. Most people have them, even though what we crave might be different. One person might crave sweet chocolate, while another might crave salty potato chips. Sometimes the foods we crave are not super healthy ones, but rather fatty or sugary foods. Or sometimes we crave foods from our childhoods, like American meatloaf, Polish pierogies, or Vietnamese pho. Other times, the cravings may be for something healthy but very specific, such as Japanese sushi or Korean kimchi. But where do food cravings come from? And how are they different from hunger? Scientists at the website How Stuff Works, compare hunger and cravings this way. Hunger is a fairly simple connection between the stomach and the brain. They even call it simply stomach hunger. The website explains that when our stomachs burn up all of the food we have eaten, a hormone sends a message to one part of the brain, the hypothalamus, for more food. The hypothalamus regulates our most basic body functions, such as thirst, hunger, and sleep. The brain then releases a chemical to start the appetite, and you eat. A craving is more complicated. It involves several areas of the brain. These areas make up the reward center of the brain. A craving can also be tied to our mental state and memory. So some scientists call cravings mind hunger. Scientists add that while hunger is a function of survival, cravings are not. People often crave foods that are high in fat and sugar, and not foods that can keep us alive. Foods that are high in fat or high in sugar release chemicals in the brain. These chemicals give us feelings of pleasure and even mild and temporary euphoria, much like a drug.